how he protected his house. The house he lived in, as we've said, consisted of a downstairs and an upstairs, 3 rooms at street level, 3 bedrooms on the upper floor, and an attic above. At the back of the house, a quarter-acre garden. The 2 women occupied the upper story. The bishop lived below. The 1st room, which opened onto the street, served him as a dining room, the 2nd as a bedroom, and the 3rd as an oratory. There was no way out of this oratory except through the bedroom, and no way out of the bedroom except through the dining room. In the oratory, at the back, there was an alcove closed off by a screen with a bed for the odd guest. The bishop offered this bed to country curés brought to Digne on business or to attend to the needs of their parish. The hospital pharmacy, a small building tacked onto the house and extending into the garden, had been turned into a kitchen and cellar. There was also a stable in the garden, which had once been the hospital kitchen and where the bishop now kept a couple of cows. Whatever the quantity of milk they produced, he invariably sent half of it every morning to the sick in the hospital. "I'm just paying my dues," he would say. His bedroom was fairly big and fairly hard to heat up in winter. As wood is very dear in Digne, he'd had the bright idea of dividing the cow stable with a partition made of wooden boards and that way creating a sealed compartment for himself. And that was where he spent his evenings when it got really cold. He called it his winter salon. Like the dining room, the winter salon was very nearly bare, the only furniture being a square pine table and 4 straw-seated chairs. The dining room had the additional enhancement of an old sideboard mottled pink with distemper. The bishop had made the altar that decorated his oratory out of a similar sideboard and suitably decked it out with white doilies and imitation lace. His wealthy female penitents and the devout women of Digne had chipped in to provide a fine new altar for the Monseigneur's oratory. He had taken the money every time and given it to the poor. "The finest altar," he said, "is the soul of some poor wretch who finds comfort and gives thanks to God." There were 2 wicker prie-dieu chairs in the oratory, and an armchair also made of wicker in the bedroom. When he happened to have 7 or 8 visitors at the same time,